What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday. I believe it's July 11th. That's right. It was 7-Eleven today, because when I went to a 7-Eleven, there were 50 people in line to get Slurpees. Seriously. There were 50 people in line, people waiting a half hour to get a free Slurpee as they were giving them away today at 7-Eleven. I just had to inject that. And as you know, we're here to talk about you and everything that affects your wallet and buckos and all points in between. We'll do markets, elections, protests, shootings, and all that other stuff. So today, I hope you're listening to this. At my building here in Central Florida, I walked downstairs today at around, I don't know, noon, 11:30. There's like, let's say 75 to 100 people that are singing, and it turns out it was a protest in my building. And the people, the building, I don't think knew what the heck to do. Can you kick them out? Can you not? This, that, and the other thing. You want to be careful about it with everything that's been going on. Of course, I did my usual. I'm inquisitive. And some people were wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. Some people were wearing LGBT. As you know, the shooting just 3/4 mile on the same street as my office in Central Florida. Some people had shirts for equality. So there was a mixture of what they were protesting about. Some was gun control, and some people were had these mean looks on their faces. And then some police officers came, and I brought them some water, and I just told them to be alert. There's later in the day, there were more shootings at a courthouse somewhere where a couple of bailiffs were killed. Another police officer, I think, was shot in the arm. So I decided to do the man in the street. Now, I didn't want to tape him because I don't want anybody smacking me in the head. But I wanted to find out what was going on at this protest. And then I saw something. There were about 15 boxes of pizza pies. Maybe 20. And I'm like, wait a minute here. Hold on a second. What's going on here? Well, I found out that a union organized it. A union, a left-wing whatever, organized it, and it was to go after Marco Rubio. And the gun control people were going after Marco Rubio to do something about guns. The equality people wanted equal pay. Black Lives Matter, you know that story. So I first went up to the equality people and I said, why are you here? Well, we do not believe there is equality out there. And I asked them to explain what they meant and who is the people that need to change things. And they first said to me, well, there are too many poor people out there, too many people living in poverty, too many this, too many that. And I asked them, who's been the president for the last 7 years? And one person I thought was going to smack me in the head. You see, they were there complaining to Marco Rubio, but he's not the president of the United States. All these protesters are protesting things. Why are they not protesting who's been running the country? And they didn't like me bringing that up. So then we got into it about equal pay, and one person said, I'm quoting, everybody should make $50,000 a year, and the government should give it to them. And as usual, I asked, government, that means taxpayers give, because you know the government is just taxpayer dollars. The guy looked at me like I was nuts. Looked at me like I was nuts. I go, do you realize the government doesn't even run unless it's from taxpayer dollars? Come on. That's what he said to me. Come on. So I knew there was no discussion there, so I shut it straight down. And then I moved over to Black Lives Matters, and it was very tense. And I tried to get in some words and couldn't get in any words. I was shouted down. Absolutely shouted down because I asked them, who's been the president the last 7.5 years? They didn't want to hear it. And I actually thought there was going to be a fight, so I backed away. And then there's the LGBT community was for gun control. And there were 49 names and 49 flowers on the names on the floor in this office building. So I asked a couple of people, I don't understand. Who's been the president for the last 7.5 years? Why hasn't there been anything done on gun control? Oh, the Republicans and Congress and this. I go, wait a minute, hold on a second here. Your president had unfettered power for his first 2 years of the presidency. He had the House, he had the Senate, he had veto proof, you name it, he had it. Conversation was shut down. They didn't want to hear it. What they're trying to do is find the straw man because they don't want to blame it on their guy that all this is going on under 7.5 years of Obama rules. They don't want to hear it. They did not want to hear it. And when I told them you're in the wrong place, you should be in front of the White House, they really didn't want to hear it at all. And why didn't they want to hear it? Because I'm Mr. Logic, and they're not. They're marks. The union got them together to get them there, to whine and complain and be on TV. And it was interesting because the police chief of Dallas mentioned today everybody should stop protesting right now. And instead of protesting, how about being a part of the community and get involved? We're hiring. That's what he said. You want to think you need to fix the police department? Come on. We're hiring. So interesting to watch when you're dealing with extreme leftist maniacs, and I call them maniacs, and I use that term in the idea of none of these people are going to affect any change with what they are doing at all. It doesn't do anything. You know how you affect change? By getting involved the right way, with discussions and sit-downs and meetings with your leaders of the community. Not by being ass clowns. And not by being about as knowledgeable as a toothpick. Because they're sitting there protesting a senator from Florida who has no say. When they should be in front of the president who's been running the show for 7.5 years. How's that for some logic? Anybody want to argue my point? Who the hell's been the president for the last 7.5 years? Even my father, who used to be a conservative Republican and once said that Ronald Reagan was the greatest president ever, who is now a over-the-top liberal and Hillary Clinton lover, always says to me, the buck stops who's in office, who's running the show. So that was kind of sort of my day today. Had to tell you that, how to get it out, because I tell you, I'm seeing a lot of these protests around the country. And I just hearken back to what the Dallas police chief said. Why don't you come join us? And let's figure it out together instead of doing what you're doing. Nah. You know why? The extreme left? It's the only thing they know. All right, up next, market wrap, lots to cover, news of the day, moves of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, if you wonder why I bring this all up, is because I really do believe there are coordinated efforts going on in order to even more centralize the power of government, even though there's already 75,000 pages of tax code, 70-some-odd thousand pages of regulations. They're trying to take over all of healthcare, energy with the global warming scam. Climate change. And you know, I can just go on and on and on of what we are seeing on a daily basis, the continued try to take over. And that's why the biggest scam that's happening right now is the media's idea that Hillary Clinton is a centrist and she's to the right of Bernie. She's to the left of Bernie Sanders. She's as close to communism as can be. Go read Hillary Care and you will see that she wants to put people in jail if you don't get health care. The woman is nuts. She's a fraud, not to mention a crook. But that's for another day. But my goal is to just state for you what's going on. The statement for you. And again, I believe you have every right to protest. But I also believe you have a right to be a part of the solution and not the problem. And I have a sneaking suspicion a lot of these people just want to be a part of the problem. And if you want to be a part of the solution, then show you want to be a part of the solution. Because I got news for you. Sitting around, threatening police, throwing things, looting. And don't get me started on the statistics of police officers and crime and police brutality versus not police brutality. You don't want to debate me if you disagree. All right. This week we get towards the convention, the Republican convention that starts next Monday. Donald Trump will accept the nomination with a lot of Republicans sitting on the sidelines. They don't want anything to do with the man. I'm guessing, my guess, it's just a guess, he's going to pick Mike Pence of Indiana as his vice president. That's my guess. I don't want him to pick Chris Christie of New Jersey. I think there's a chance he picks him also. Newt Gingrich, I'll put him in third place odds. And that's my three that I think he's going with, and we'll just see what happens. Yay. All right. Now, we do have markets to talk about because there are certain things I have said on the show that are of import. And one was, if the Dow and S&P break out, what have I said? Buy the heck out of it. That was my quote. But you want to make sure. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. That it doesn't just edge out, suck you in, and bury you soon after. You know what the market's done basically for the last 18 to 30 months, right? You know that, right? Now, the good news I can give you in the last 2 days, there are some names, individual names, really starting to move out of range. The S&P is a smidge above the old highs right now. The Dow is not there yet, and all the other major indices basically not even close. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep your emotions in check. We will guide you. Our consultant business is up, so we guide even more if you want to get involved with that. We did a webcast this weekend. You can go get that too at GaryK.com with specifics. But just keep yourself in check and don't get crazy. If the market decides to rip to the upside, fine, beautiful, lovely. You got that? Fine, beautiful, lovely. But we do want to let you know, listen up. We have two mottos in the market. It's easiest to isolate weakness when the market's strong. It's easiest to isolate strength when the market is weak. So markets are attempting here to move out right after the Brexit, which, remember what I told you to do, put your finger over those 2 days down and the next 3 days up. It didn't happen. It was a shakeout. It was a news-driven, everybody-not-positioned shakeout. Financials remain weak. Biotech remains weak. Most travel-related stocks remain weak. Energy. Oil prices are really going down now. I will tell you that the energy stocks are acting better than the commodity, but out of the 100 or so oil stocks that we follow, I think only about 20 of them are sitting above 50-day moving average. And we mentioned some of the names on Friday. Our retail remains relatively weak, though they're rallying a little bit off the lows. But no great shakes. For instance, Limited Brands went from 100 down to 60. In the last 6 weeks, it's rallied back to 69. And really no great volume patterns, no great uptrend in there. That's what we mean by doing a little bit better. Same with the Gap stores, up a little bit, that type of stuff. So we're just letting you know, listen carefully. In no way, in no shape, and in any form, this is an A to Z move. And if we are to move higher, we still do not expect it to be an A to Z move. And we will take pains to continue to go through those areas to avoid. Remember, for like 18 months, we were telling you to avoid commodities. Remember that? Stay away from anything commodity. We did that for 18 months until about mid-February when we said we thought we're getting close to the worst being over. And, of course, at that point, we don't know how it's going to play itself out. But since then, somewhat the worst has been over for most names. So up next, I don't even know, do we even play the music? I don't even remember. We'll do the rest of the market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. You know, in all my yapping away, I didn't even play the music of the market wrap, but I had one more thing I wanted to say. I am officially declaring, except for Michael Jordan, Serena Williams the greatest athlete of all time. And I got to tell you, maybe she's ahead of Jordan. The fact she is doing what she is doing at this age, do you know how many women have retired over the last 10, 15 years at much younger ages and are out the pasture now? Well, this she seems to be getting better in the mid-30s. So big congratulations to her. Wow, that's all I can say. Wow, that's all I can say. Wow, that's all I can say. As you know, I played college tennis, and I played the circuit after college tennis. At the time, it was called the Penn Circuit. So I went out and played, and they called like the professional tour, but it was really the smaller tour. I played. It was either six or seven tournaments on this tour. Never won a match. And my last match, I lost to a guy named Beaver. No, really. And as I was walking to the parking lot, I said to myself, I think the big guy is sending me a message that I lost seven in a row and I just lost to a guy named Beaver. And that's when I quit. But that's my tennis story. I was a decent college player, and I had my good, you know, when I played on a pretty darn good team. I considered one of the great forehands, and I still do. I never play. I think I played once in the last 10 years, but when I go out there, damn, do I hit it good. My backhand stunk. I can never get the backhand going. What can I tell you? That's my tennis history. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we did a little background, did a little story of today. Now let's do today's market wrap. That's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Dow up 80. I do believe the Dow today was 50, 60, up about almost 140. S&P up 7. I do believe the S&P today hit up 14. NASDAQ up 31 and change. I do believe it hit about 46, the transports 28, Russell 2012, semiconductors up another 8. I said to you on Friday that the semiconductor index looks like if you gave a three-year-old some crayons and a piece of paper, go draw, that's what it looks like, just all over the place. Coming out of the weekend, strength in Europe, strength in Asia. Asia was catching up a little bit. All very still weak compared to our Dow and S&P. Just letting you know. Most all foreign markets, not even close to our Dow and S&P. So we're just letting you know that. There's really no reason to be big international. If that changes, we'll let you know. In the Dow today, Boeing almost up 2, Goldman Sachs almost up 2, and that's it for the dollars, but really nothing was down. Just mostly green across the way. What do I see? Financials were green, but they really didn't make a lot of headway today. I do want to mention oils. As I said, oil prices were down again today. Oil stocks were down less so, but still in the red. Biotech, as I have told you, have come off the seat of their pants, but really not getting going, as they say. And I'd still be, you know, not owning them. Retail is mentioned a little bit better. The discount retailers are stronger than just about everything else. Good action today in some of the commodities, particularly the steel. X. NUE. For example. And just not a lot of red. And when there's not a lot of red, you'll tend to tick up. And I will say some of the defensive areas were down today. The food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products, alcohol, that they were actually red today as the market sold off risk. The auto parts retailers, somewhat a defensive retail area, that pulled back a little bit. But not much else sticking out. Some of the names that are NetEase, NTES. Strength there. Alibaba, BABA, moves above 80 bucks today. Amazon up another 7 and change. Broke out at around 7.30 at 7.50. It's like going from 73 to 75 bucks on the move. New highs have picked up. Go check them out. But again, let me just make a statement here. This market has carved people up over the last 18, 24 months. We have been telling you, we've been taking our time, going slow. It's been the right move. Let's hope this sticks. There's no rule that it's going to or not going to. We'll get a few more cards coming out of the deck real soon. Near term, listen carefully. This is less of the big picture. Little frothy. Call buying, monstrous. Remember we talked about put buying at the bottom of Brexit? Now everybody's buying calls. You catching the drift? And some of the bull bear indicators that we follow, all of a sudden lots of bullishness. So just we'll pull back here. And then as you look at the semiconductor index, the SOX. And it's a very good question I got via email. And by the way, this is how it was asked. How the hell can the market crash the semiconductors in 2 days and get it right back up to the highs within a few days? And then it goes on to ask, how is that pricing anything normally type of question? My answer is, hey, welcome to the world. That's my answer. You're dealing with a lot of hot money, a lot of fast money. There's this thing on Wall Street, high-frequency trading, algorithms. I call them the button pushers. A lot of people don't like them. I couldn't care less. But there are certain indices in the market that trade, without a way of putting it, like a penny stock. That semiconductor index over the last 7-8 days, wow. 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 And there's really no way to put your thumb on it. And I got news for you. You probably don't want to. Again, take your time now. Again, we put up a big webcast this weekend. You can go to take a check it out at GaryK.com, sign up for it. And we put out specifics as far as names. And as always, you decide. It is very important you recognize just because something moves out of range does not mean it doesn't fail and tuck its head in like a frightened turtle 3 days later. And again, as we've been saying for a while, we don't believe the market's going to give up a lot. Now, another thing I want to mention, I went through bonds today, going out just 5 years. Boy, did they kill the bond market. Let me repeat something I said before. If you decide to buy bonds going out 20 years, you better expect to hold them for 20 years. Because price and yield are just an absolute bubble right now. And all you need to do is go through the yield curve around the globe and you will see what I am talking about. It's almost stupid. Up next on The Edge, more on the markets and whatever else. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. So I just want to repeat something to you guys that is very important. The bond market bubble is worse than the internet bubble. No, I'm serious. Listen carefully. First off, the internet bubble cracked, and it led to a big bear market and the start of many years of working off the prior 18 years and the high valuations and things like that. The problem with a bond bubble, it can affect a hell of a lot of things if it gets out of hand the other way. So let me first say that the central banks have had great control of the bond market. But I want you to all ask yourself a question. Why would anybody lend anybody for 10 years at 0%? Lending money to somebody, you're supposed to get a yield, a certain yield. And if that somebody has a lot of debt, you need to get a yield that basically considers how much debt. And the more debt that entity has, the more yield you should be getting. That's a fact of life. It's simple economics. But these ass clowns at the central banks have rigged and manipulated the biggest markets in the world. That is the bond markets, the interest rate markets. They've done it to get rates down, so mortgages go down, loans go down, this, that, the other thing. But they have screwed the savers. That's number one. We know that. Savers are screwed. They have taken the biggest middle finger on earth and stuck it right in the face of every saver out there that wants some riskless income. That's over. And of course, in some areas, it's negative rates. But one of the outcomes of all this is the necessity for people that do want income, A, to buy dividend-yielding stocks, which, by the way, have risk. And of course, we've seen better action in dividend-yielding stocks. B, buying a lot of bond funds, not even knowing what's even in those funds. You know, I'm looking at one right now, just the symbol's EAD. Okay? It's a bond fund that invests in below investment grade debt securities and preferred stock. Well, first off, preferred stocks pay 5%. Below yield debt pays what? The ones I look at pay squat. So how the hell is this bond fund paying 11%? They leverage to get you to invest in it. But what happens if things go awry? Oh! It's called principal loss. And in case you don't know, it was 11 bucks back in 2012 and just bottomed recently at 665. What is that, about 40% down? So all we're telling you is a lot of these funds are filled with a lot of these bonds because it's forced. People have to make a decision. God, I'm getting nothing on my money. Holy crap. And this thing's paying 5%. It's paying 6%. It's paying monthly. And I can watch it. And it trades. But what ends up happening is it becomes a bubble. It feeds on itself. And more on itself and more on itself to the point where I see some bonds that are yielding 4 and 5% that should be yielding 12. I mean, companies that have been on the brink of disaster are being treated like regular bonds. How does that happen? Forcing the issue by these central bankers. Now, we've been talking about a bond bubble, I don't know, better part of 5 years here. And we'll just continue to say the same thing. Just watch. Don't be complacent. As I told you, some of these bond funds dropped 40 and 50% into February before, of course, they rigged the markets back up. And by the way, in case you don't know, the G7, they've basically made the statement, success. We saved the markets from Brexit. They said that. What, you don't think they do? So we're just urging all you income investors out there. We are short-term investors on income. We go out 2 to 3 years, and we hold our nose. One of our successful ones in the last year or two, we bought a bunch of Sprint, and I got news for you. We were not thrilled, but it's paying good yields, and we didn't have to go out that far. And we come due in December. But after that, we were looking today. We're looking for anything. Not comfortable with much. Bond funds, we really do. We just don't like the leverage. And we know what the comeuppance can be. And let me go further on the preferreds. We're seeing a bunch of them trading at 28 bucks that came out at 25. It's too expensive. I got news for you. If the bond market normalizes a little bit, they're going to be back to 25. And you're going to lose 10, 11% principal. And if we ever get into a bad market again, they're trying to make sure that doesn't happen, it'll be worse. So just stay in tune with that. Very important right now with what they've done with bonds that you watch them as close as stocks. But so far, so good. They've done a ye omens job. I'm amazed. But that's what $20 trillion and counting will buy you. Little did we know that it would be $20 trillion of printed money. Wow. Never in our wildest dreams, never in our wildest dreams, negative interest rates. We laughed. We thought when it hit zero, we said, well, there you go. They have nothing left in the bag. Psh, they went negative. So who knows what's next? We'll find out. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do, simple procedure. Quite simple. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.